Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods.
Mind, 심장의 외침을 난 들키고 싶지 않지. 오늘 그리고 지금 나의 삶은 도대체 무엇을 위했지? 숨을 따고 사는 걸까? 눈 떴다고 깨는 걸까? 나를 깨보기보단 틀렸다고 많은 너의 주관만이 정답. 내가 세상 아래 있어도 외로울 때 세상은 내 옆에 없었지. 박수 보던 이제 야유가 더 익숙해져가. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. 괜찮다 말해줘. Okay, okay, okay. 괜찮다 말해줘, 네. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. Okay, 괜찮다 말해줘, 네. 자랑스럽다 말해줘 내게 나의 고개가 푹 떨어져도 된다고 말했던 그녀는 대체 어디에 외롭다 느낌이 철창 같은 생각을 낳고 그 생각에 싹을 싹둑하게 도저 내 마음은 갇혀 사라져버려 외로움은 하지도 마 어떤 것도 안 잡으려워 난 지겨워 아니거워 너가 이제 나의 색안경에 널 가리게 했어 네 삶에선 절대 내 자리에 영역은 없잖아 그래 내가 세월을 덜 먹은 거잖아 네 기준에서 슬퍼하는 자가 너린 거잖아 숙가 놓고 말이 자르죠 날 가두고 바라는 가능성은 지부치워 여전히 가르쳐 날개를 자르고 하늘을 나는 법 I don't know 많은 것을 가져도 다 가진 게 아니지 삶이 진짜 느껴질 때가 그리워져 버린 나의 인생 Okay, okay, okay 괜찮다 말해줘 네게 다 괜찮아도 거짓말이라도 Okay, okay, okay 괜찮다 말해줘 네게 The way you lie. Life is short, I'm waiting for rising sun. I'm shouting to Almighty God, please don't ignore me, don't ignore me, don't ignore me. Gonna Joe, 나를 부디 여기서. 근데 너는 어디서? 깨져버릴 것 같은 머릿속. 언제까지 나를 버릴 거야? Okay, okay, okay. 괜찮다 말해줘 내게. 안 괜찮아도 거짓말이라도. Okay, okay, okay. 괜찮다 말했죠 내게 I love the way you lie I love the way you lie Okay, okay, okay yeah, yeah. 괜찮다 말했죠 내게 나 괜찮아도 거짓말이라도
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe by your DJ Jaden. For the first stop today at the top, we gave a listen to OK by BY and To You by Shin Hye-chul. And guess what, guys? It's already January 18th. We're already halfway into this month, and there's only a few weeks left until the Winter Olympic Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea, which is going to be held in February. It's going to be pretty meaningful for me because it's my homeland hosting the games this year. And in fact, we've been trying to host the games since a long time ago. It took almost like more than 10 years. But for every single time we tried, we didn't make it to the final stage, unfortunately. So back in 2010, the games were held here in Vancouver, where Yuna Kim won over figure skating to Asada Mao, and she won the gold medal for the figure skating. Then the next games were held in Sochi, Russia in 2014. But finally, in 2011, Pyeongchang acquired itself the title of hosting game for the next Olympic Games, which is going to happen pretty soon. And you know what? When the announcement was made at the Olympic, Olympic International Organization, I was back in high school back then, and it was pretty surprising. And I still remember the day when I watched the news about, you know, the Pyeongchang being selected as the country, the hosting country in the morning, and I was pretty excited about it. Then I figured when it's going to happen, and apparently it wouldn't happen until 2018, and I was like, what? But still, the time, you know, flew by really quickly, and finally it's happening in a few weeks, and it's pretty cool how the next three Olympic Games till 2020 will be held all in Asia. So the next one, 2018 in Korea this year, and 2020 in Japan, and 2022 in China, which is pretty amazing, and I'm pretty excited for this personally. So the reason why I picked To You by Shin Hye-chul as one of our opening songs today is because the song is one of the most representative music in Korea that a lot of people listen to, or they sing whenever they want to cheer up for their teams or national teams or sports teams. So I played a song for all the Korean athletes participating in the games, as well as not only the Koreans but other athletes from other countries, in the hope that they will all achieve their goals and their efforts over the last few years will be paid off and nobody would get hurt this Olympic Games. So the next song I'm going to play out is a theme song that Korea played back in 1988 Seoul Olympic Games, and it's called Hand in Hand, sung by Koreana, and it was composed by Jordo Mordo. So it's gonna be Hand in Hand in Korean, 손에 손 잡고 by Koreana.
Oh.
Okay, so that was the original track of Hand in Hand, 손에 손잡고 by Kriana, but there is also the English version to it, so now we'll give that a listen, the English version. By the way, if you haven't seen the music video of Hand in Hand yet, make sure to go on YouTube or on any place of the website on the internet, make sure to watch it, because there is a live performance video that was taken during the opening ceremony of the Seoul Olympic Games in 1988, back in the time. And when you watch it, the mascot, the official mascot for the Korean Olympic Games back then was Hodori, so that's the tiger mascot. But it's not just the Hodori, the character appearing in the game, I mean the ceremony. It's also the mascot from the previous Olympic Games from other countries participating in the performance, which kind of like made an emphasis on the peaceful communication and also unification and sort of like a participation from all over the world, because that kind of represents like the peace that was like hope for everyone back in the time, because it was like the Cold War period. So now we'll give a listen to the English version to Hand in Hand by also Kriana, and it will be followed by a new song which I have not heard yet personally as well. So it's called Louder, which is sung by Taeyang, one of the members of Big Bang. So he sung it for the Pyeongchang Olympic Games. So it's one of the cheerful Olympic official songs, I guess, for the athletes. So we'll give the two songs a listen right now. So Hand in Hand, English version by Kriana, followed by Louder by Taeyang. Fire in the sky.
퍼지는 함성 소리 일어나 소리쳐 승리를 위해 너와 내가 손잡고 힘차게 앞으로 걸어나가면 어떤 어려움도 다 이겨낼 수가 있어 높이 날아올라 뜨겁게 타올라 저 태양보다 눈부시게 Shine a light on the world 우리의 꿈을 이룰 수 있게 다 같이 Let's get loud
같이 Let's get louder 모두 하나 돼 Let's get louder 온 세상에 Let's get louder 모두 하나 돼 sing it louder sing it to the world
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
So, in fact, some people actually don't know that it is not the first time that Korea is holding Olympic Games. The very first Olympic Games held in Korea by Korea took place in 1988 in Seoul, which I mentioned right before playing the songs we just listened to. So I was even born back in the time, but I already know pretty much well, so much know about it. Because of my parents who told me lots about it. The parents' generation of the youth in the 20s in Korea were in high school back then, or university students, back in the time period, like my parents were high school students when Seoul Olympic Games took place. So the Games in 1988 was one of the most outstanding events for Korea in history because it was a performance or official ceremony, I would say, and the first chance for Korea to show off to the world how much Korea had done so far with their development, and the first time ever for Korea to show to the world internationally how much Korea had achieved with the miracle of the Han River from the bottom of one of the 20th poorest countries in the world a half a century ago. So the Seoul Olympic Games was truly meaningful also in the sense that it was the last Olympic Games of the Cold War period, and that many Second World countries, or aka the communist countries, participated in the Games. So the idea of peace, which was a dream of everyone around the world during Cold War period, was kind of like represented in this whole Olympic Games with such participation of the Second World countries, as well as the song Hand in Hand by Kriana. So this is why the title of the song is what it is, Hand in Hand, 손에 손 잡고, so which kind of like has an emphasis on the peace or ideology of the world back in the time. So that was 1988, so exactly 30 years later, it is now 2018, and Korea is hosting the Winter Olympic Games, not in Seoul, but this time in Pyeongchang, which is located right in Gangwon province. So it will be the first Winter Olympic Games hosted by Korea, and also first Olympic Games that I get to watch with my own eyes being hosted by my homeland, which is wonderful, and hopefully it won't be the last one before I die. Still need to see Korea hosting another Summer Olympic Games in my life. Yeah. Coming up next, we'll give a listen to Think About You by Sam Kim, the Korean-American singer, and Loco, which will be followed by D by Dean, and also Bravo My Life by Eric Nam. Apparently, it's a song. It's one of the soundtracks from a really popular drama called Wise Prison Life. Yeah, so we'll give the three songs a listen right now. Thank you.
우리에게 필요 없어진 수많은 밤을 함께 보낸 우리들에게 다가오는 아름다운 날들 yeah. 우린 서로 마냥 그렸지 babe. 우린 마치 자석 같았어 아름다운 내 손을 처음 잡았을 때 나 느껴지는 너와 나 둘만의 사랑 Baby now
치고 손이 맞닿을 땐 빨리 가는 시간이 미워져 yeah. 타오르는 장작불 앞에 앉아 연기를 바라봐 yeah. 벅차올라 기분은 높아지고 우린 그 연기를 타고 날아가 yeah, yeah, yeah.
그 많은 나를 혼자 있었지 babe 마치 얼음처럼 차가웠던 날들 나를 향한 내 미소를 늘 내 마음은 이미 타오르는 한여름 yeah. 서로 미워한 적도 있었지 babe. 싸우는 지연인지 모를 만큼 그때마다 우린 이 노래 들으면서
Thinking about
Think
you.
보이지 않아 네 생각에 가려진 채 맘이 기운 채로 판단이 서니까 너 하나 없다고 내가 이럴리까 없네 자꾸 그때로 또 내감기래 네가 있던 자리 그 자리 위 밤하늘까지 저 반쪽짜리 다리 딱 지금 나의 모습 같지 다 너의 발
어떤 세계도 더 작아질 텐데 그리움만 꽉 차겠지 지루한 하루들을 보낸 후 보름 따 하늘에 뜰 때쯤에 yeah. 우린 하나라고 떠들고 다닐 때만 해도 너는 너고 나는 나라는 게 이렇게도 명확히 질지 몰랐어 서로 생각할 시간 시간 초과된 기분 더 지나면 서로 돌아오라 것도 못해 난 지금 돈키호테처럼 정처 없이 네 사랑을 꿈꾸네 난 네 눈만 봐도 텅빈 이 밤을 다 채울 텐데
The revolver. Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You listen to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 1.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory located in British Columbia. K-Pop Cafe is a show where we aim to provide the local community in Vancouver with everything about Korea, including the popular music trend, news from KTV shows, movies, and news about Korea. So the third song we listen to is Bravo My Life by Eric Nam, the Korean-American singer, and it is one of the soundtracks from the popular drama which I just mentioned, and it is called Wide Prison Life. And it was a requested song by Aiden, you guys all remember him, and because he's a huge fan of this TV show, and fans are waiting for only one last episode left at this point, and I personally have not yet started watching this show, so I'm kind of behind. So once I start watching it and have done some research, I'll make sure to introduce the show to you guys on air so that you can add it to your what to watch list pretty soon. So instead of this drama, I will introduce a new movie. It's called 1987, When the Day Comes. And it's already playing in theaters in Coquitlam right now in Silver City, so make sure to go watch it. It's a new Korean movie. So if you want to watch it, and you need to know some historical background to it, because otherwise you won't be able to follow at all. So if you already know the contemporary history of Korea, then you might as well know this already. But many people are new to this historical fact, I assume, so I'll try to make sure to give you some brief explanation about it. So back in 1980s, Korea was under the military regime by Chun-doo-an government for several years, and truthfully, the real democracy was not achieved by for the nation, and therefore, as a result, many people, especially university students, went on and joined the protest. Back in last year, many people joined in the protest in Gwanghwa Square. So, but unlike the successful and peaceful protest that was led and done by the people last year to kick out the former president Park Geun-hye out of the presidential office back then, the suppression from the policemen and soldiers on the citizens was done pretty violent and brutally. So, and many innocent people, including young university students like myself, were arrested and got tortured by the policemen in places such as Daegong Bunsil. And this movie, 1987, When the Day Comes, talks about the torture and death of the Seoul National University student Park Jong-chul and the death of the Yonsei University student Lee Han-yeol. And personally, I have not yet watched this film yet. I'm going to watch it over this weekend. However, I think that this movie is a must-watch film to thank the to show our appreciation to the great people who contributed to the achievement of, you know, sort of true democracy of the Republic of Korea. So make sure to watch it if you want to know more about the recent history of Korea and how the real democracy in Korea was achieved by the people. Yeah. Okay, so coming up next, we'll listen to the original track of Bravo My Life. The one we just listened to was by Eric Nam, but that was a remix. So the first one that comes up is going to be Bravo My Life, and it's going to be the original one. And it's by 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. So it's a duet. So you're going to listen to that, and it's going to be followed by 취향 저격 by Icon.
So, 두게 살아왔던 후회로 가득한 지난 날 그리 좋진 않지만 그리 나쁜 것만도 아니었어
석양도 없는 저녁 내일 하루 더 흐리겠지 힘든 일도 있지 드넓은 세상 살다 보면 하지만 앞으로 나가 내가 가는 곳이 길이다 작은 희망 하나로 사랑할 수 있다면 힘든 1년도 버틸 거야 일어나 앞으로 나가 내가 가는 곳이 길이다
너는 내 취향 저격 내 취향 양적여 말하지 않아도 느낌이 와 머리부터 발끝까지 다
너는 내 취향적여 난 너를 보면 가지고 싶어서 한다니 나 자기 전까지도 생각이 나
Hey girl 잠시 말 좀 모를게 그 가치라 말투는 어디서도 배웠지 You working working spit words like a boss Wonder woman 현실파는 너의 여성 strong
느낌적인 느낌 또 뭔가 매혹적인 눈빛에 매료돼 섬세한 그 속에 또 뭔가 안정적한 몸짓 I like it babe
너의 가녀린 미소 나를 보는 눈빛도 흠잡을 데가 없어 현실도 지루할 틈이 없어
애교섞인 목소리 가까워지는 눈이 왜 이제야 나타났어 드디어 사랑이 찾아왔어
너는 내 취향적여 내 취향적여 말하지 않아도 느낌이 와 머리부터 발끝까지 다
너는 내 취향적여 난 너를 보면 가지고 싶어서 한 달이 나 자기 전까지도 생각이 나
난 네가 정말 좋아 또 가끔 하품하는 모습까지 넌 내 스타일이야
oh, 마음이 잘 맞아 내가 심이 벅차올라 네가 날 부를 때마다 입가에 웃음이 끊이질라마
oh, girl, you know that I love you
너는 내 취향적여 내 취향적여
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
All right, that is it for today's show. Make sure to stay tuned right in for upcoming shows on CITR 1.9 FM as there will be many different awesome shows coming up in air. And I'll be back next time at 1 p.m. as I always do. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today and I'll see you guys next time.
별처럼 반짝인 눈망울도 수줍어 딸 것마다 내 입술도
till there's no more room for you to grow.